Insurers have increasingly embraced narrow networks that force patients to pay more to roam beyond preferred pharmacies to pick up a prescription. In 2019, 92% of Medicare drug plans used such networks, compared with 7% in 2011, according to Drug Channels Institute. 61% of employers in 2018 limited pharmacy networks in some way, up from 36% in 2015, according to surveys by the Pharmacy Benefit Management Institute. A big reason? Health plans typically save 3% to 7% of total drug costs by adopting a narrow network, according to a white paper by DST Pharmacy Solutions. So, Walgreens is tightening its belt. It will try to shave more than $1.5 billion in annual expenses within 3 years and close 750 of the Rite Aid stores it bought. Walgreens declined to make Pessina or other executives available for comment. Walgreens has been attempting in the past year to make up some ground through a raft of collaborations, including a retail partnership with grocer Kroger Company, a drug delivery pact with FedEx Corporation, and a digital health effort with Microsoft Corporation. And it plans to open 600 medical testing locations of Laboratory Corporation of America holdings in its stores. Still, Walgreens' fortunes remain tied to its stores, exposing it to the ongoing declines among so many retail segments. Comparable U.S. sales of front-of-the-store items like makeup and shampoo, for example, have fallen slightly at Walgreens in every quarter since July 2016. The reality is we probably have 20,000 too many pharmacies, and they're thousands of square feet too big, said Ross Mookin, an analyst at Evercore ISI, in an April 10th webinar. For Walgreens, there are just not a lot of clear answers what to do.